keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Governor Kelly joined several other states suing the White House over suspended SNAP benefits. That lawsuit looks to maintain funding for SNAP benefits during the government shutdown. This Saturday, the cold weather rule goes into effect in Kansas. If temperatures are forecast below 35 degrees, utility companies cannot disconnect your service for past due bills. They're also required to offer 12-month payment plans. You must contact, though, your utility company to make these arrangements. Textron Aviation working to secure a new aerospace contract. The company hopes to secure a contract with the U.S. Navy to assemble a Beechcraft jet at its East Campus in Wichita. The U.S. Navy expected to make its selection in 2027. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we believe awareness starts with self-care. A well woman check is more than a routine visit. It's a chance to take charge of your health. Prevention is the best protection, and an annual check is the first line of defense. Let's catch concerns early, because your health matters for you and your family. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 346-2510 to schedule your well woman check today, because your health is worth it.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A freeze watch begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. Today, under clear skies, northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Following her career night in a five-set victory over Kansas in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, K-State volleyball junior Simone Sims was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. The league office announced on Tuesday the award marks the first weekly honor of her career as she becomes the second Wildcat to earn Big 12 weekly recognition this season and the first to earn Defensive Player of the Week honor since 2023. Sims orchestrated K-State defense that held KU to just a .104 hitting percentage, the Jayhawks' lowest mark on the season, fueling the Wildcats' upset victory. With the win, K-State snapped an 8-match losing streak against KU and captured its second top 25 victory of the season. A product of Frisco, Texas, Sims led the back row with a career-high 26 digs as part of the Wildcats' season-best 93 as a team, the most by any Big 12 team this year. Sims also chipped in 8 assists and 2 service aces to round out her standout performance. K-State heads to Salt Lake City to take on Utah tonight at 8 p.m. You can watch it on ESPN Plus. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we believe awareness starts with self-care. A well woman check is more than a routine visit. It's a chance to take charge of your health. Prevention is the best protection, and an annual check is the first line of defense. Let's catch concerns early, because your health matters for you and your family. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 346-2510 to schedule your well woman check today, because your health is worth it.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Osborne coach Steve Tiernan and his young guns will face Hanover at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Tiernan says anything can happen in a game, especially with young kids. He just hopes to take baby steps against Hanover and play quarter to quarter. They had an exciting start to the season. It had some ups and downs, but all in all, he said the young kids have really learned and they look forward to going and playing Hanover.
You know, even a down year for them is not a down year, and I'm afraid this isn't as good as they're going to get. And I've seen them on film. They're a very good football team. They probably don't throw the ball as much as they used to. I mean, they used to formation you to death and then motion and then somebody's wide open in the perfect pass. They score touchdowns. They're more of a power team this year where they're going to just kind of run the ball right at you or run the speed option. But obviously they're still a very good football team. But hopefully, you know, hopefully we can just put something together to take little baby steps. I tell them, let's go get a first down. Let's hold the ball for 3 minutes. Let's score a touchdown. Let's make them punt. I mean, just let's not worry about the end result as much as we do each play.
After a 1-8 season, Beloit St. John's Tipton has turned their season around to 4-4. Coach Lance Bergman said when they have confidence and hit hard and do everything right defensively, they're a pretty good team. When they don't feel like they hit very hard and tackle very well, they've lost 4 games. They've played a really tough schedule, and they're going to need it come Thursday when they go in and play 5-time defending champion Axtell. Every team has a chance, Bergman says, and if they go in with confidence and hit some people instead of getting hit in the mouth and not liking it, they will have a chance against Axtell.
They've got to understand that we can hit, we can do things, but we've got to believe it. And if we walk onto that field, you know, and have belief, we play completely different. If we don't, or we get hit in the mouth, we don't respond to it. I mean, you've seen what's happened. We're 4-4 for that exact reason. When we went in with confidence and hit hard and did what we were supposed to, we got 4 wins. And we went out there and, you know, didn't hit as hard, we got hit first, or, you know, we didn't like getting hit, that's where the 4 losses come from. So it's just a matter of getting that mindset and set straight and just be ready to go. Fortunately, we've had 2 nice wins to go into this, and hopefully that helps boost our confidence, and hopefully the kids continue to kind of believe in those things and execute those things.
The Beloit Trojans head football coach Brad Gober will face the Lakin Bronx at 6 p.m. Friday at the Matus Family Sports Complex in Beloit. Gober says the Lakin Bronx, despite a 3-5 record, have played some really good teams in Hugoton and Hoisington. They've played some teams with lesser numbers, and he said they run a diverse offense, which you have to stay at home and be ready to play. He says he hopes his Trojans will be ready to play Friday night, and their defense has been getting better.
Yeah, I know. Their coach, you know, I know him pretty well. He does a good job, and they play hard, and they play physical, and, you know, it's that brand of football running the flexible and triple option, and so, you know, it allows them to really do some things, you know, and put stress on defense, you know, on the defense for doing to do their job, right? And, you know, in a triple option attack, you know, someone has to take dives, someone has to take quarterback, someone has to take pitch. Because the moment you don't take who you're supposed to is the moment you give up a big play. And so, you know, we have to be really good in our fundamentals, and we have to really understand, you know, who we have depending on their formations. They run about, you know, 10 to 12 formations. And, you know, and depending on, you know, what that formation looks like and what our alignment is will dictate who has what as far as dive, pitch, quarterback. And so we have to communicate and talk and just be really fundamentally sound.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor in Beloit at 785-738-2551.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
Plum Creek Restaurant in downtown Beloit has a menu with a wide variety of quality cuisine, featuring hand-cut steaks, delicious sandwiches, burgers, salads, and pasta, mouth-watering appetizers, and more. Plum Creek Restaurant is open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. For a night on the town or just a laid-back nightcap, visit their Down Under Bar, The Dub, Monday through Saturday, 5 to close. Event catering, or let them do it all with their event spaces, perfect for private parties, large banquets, or wedding receptions. Plum Creek Restaurant and The Dub in Beloit.
If you have a vehicle problem and you need answers fast, then you need Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. We get them in, figured out, and fixed fast, because we know they don't do anybody any good if they're just sitting on our lot. We offer full service auto repair on cars and trucks, gas and diesel. If you need answers fast and you want your car back fast, give us a call. Kiever Brothers Automotive, just south of Courthouse in Beloit, or online at KieverBrothers.com.
It's the best country, KD Country 94.